healing or the
manifold wisdom of God.
Many manifolds mean many sided.
I wanted to tell you where this is. Not in Psalms, it's Hebrews. It says he was talking about the Israelites. It says, "This ignited my anger with that generation, and I said about them, they wander in their hearts just like they do with their feet, and they refuse to learn my ways."
What scripture is that?
That's Hebrews 3.
The passion.
Yeah. Hebrews 3. It's between 7 and 10.
Just read it out.
Yeah, because unfortunately, this on the phone, it does not give the actual scripture. I'll look it up. But that's where it is. They wandered with their hearts, and that's...
And that's a terrible tragedy.
As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. That's exactly that.
Lord, let this church... I'm not just talking about this particular, I'm talking about the church as a whole.
Yes.
Demonstrate the manifold wisdom of God.
Yes, the Lord.
Boy, when I learned about that manifold wisdom of God.
That's been
see,
my
the word of God.
That's been my desire for so long. Since
the word of God is the wisdom of God.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
And the manifold wisdom of God, it puts you into, go ahead, Rob.
You know, the Lord had me doing something, and it's going to continue in this class. But he showed me some things that the enemy was his strategy. When the apostles first began their ministry, uh-huh, after the Holy Ghost came upon them, they started with prayer, and they went out from that. They went in, they knew to do what Jesus did. They knew to follow God. They knew to go to the Father and get orders, instructions, missions. Because wherever there's covenant, there's authority.
Where there's covenant, that's what?
Wherever there's covenant, there's authority.
There's authority. Wherever there's covenant, there is authority.
When God gives you
blow something. Your trumpet. You got something to say. Blow it.
And the power to wield it. You can have authority, but you need the power, know how to use the power to wield that.
Yeah.
Yes.
It all comes from his presence.
Amen.
This is what Jesus did before them for 3.5 years.
Yes.
This is how they turn the church up. This is how they turn the world upside down. This is the same way we do it. It's no different. Same format. Wherever there's covenant is a life agreement. It's a life agreement. Agreement of life. And it's an agreement forever. Wherever there's covenant, there's authority.
Yep.
And
that's good.
What I learned as the enemy troubled my life, and he did all kinds of things to trouble my life, he had a lot to work with. He knew, you know, when temptations come, they come to change your focus, get you off track. You don't want this. It's like a sales or vacuum cleaner salesman put his foot in the door. And keep talking fast to make you want his products. Well, in those days, I said, Lord, and I didn't know, I wasn't skilled yet in how to, I had enough fight to resist, but I didn't have the wisdom, the understanding, the counsel. But the Lord had it for me. As long as when your faith is on, if you got faith the size of a mustard seed, God has something to work with.
Yes.
Amen.
It, over a duration of time, he taught me everything I needed to know. And this is what I desire for the church.
Amen.
Anybody can do this. Any blood-washed child of God can do this.
Praise the Lord.
If they will. If they'll just be relentless and seek him and ask questions. And it works. And there's a scripture that's been bugging me for decades. That's when I get to that chapter, I want to skip it. And you know that it's when Jephthah went to war in chapter 11. Judges chapter 11. God had already given him the victory, but see, people don't know everything. You can have authority, and not and lack knowledge. You can have authority and lack wisdom. Well, I'm not going to read the whole chapter for time's sake, but I'll start at verse 28. He said, Howbeit, the king of the children of Ammon hearkened not unto the words of Jephthah, he sent him. You read it. However, the king of the children of Ammon hearkened not unto the words of Jephthah which he sent him. Then the spirit of the Lord came upon Jephthah, and he passed over Gilead and Manasseh, and passed over Mizpah of Gilead, and from Mizpah of Gilead he passed over unto the children of Ammon. And Jephthah vowed a vow unto the Lord, and said, If thou shalt without fail deliver the children of Ammon into my hands, then it shall be that whatsoever come forth of the doors of my house to meet me when I return in peace from the children of Ammon shall surely be the Lord's, and I will offer it up for a burnt offering. So Jephthah passed over unto the children of Ammon to fight against them, and the Lord delivered them into his hand. And he smote them from Aroer, even unto thou come to Minnith, even 20 cities, and unto the plain of the vineyards, with a very great slaughter. Thus the children of Ammon were subdued before the children of Israel. When Jephthah came to Mizpah unto his house, and behold, his daughter came out to meet him with timbrels and dances, and she was his only child. Beside her he had neither son nor daughter. And it came to pass, when he saw her, that he rent his clothes and said, Alas, my daughter, thou hast brought me very low. And thou art one of them that trouble me, for I have opened my mouth unto the Lord, and I cannot go back. And she said unto him, My father, if thou hast opened thy mouth unto the Lord, do to me that which proceed out of thy mouth. For as much as the Lord hath taken vengeance on thee for thy enemies, even of the children of Ammon. And she said unto her father, Let this thing be done for me. Let me alone 2 months, that I may go up and down the mountains, and bewail my virginity, I and my fellows. So he ended up burning his daughter.
Let me clarify that. Let's go back to, we're going to clear that up. That's the way people say it.
Well, he just put her aside. He didn't burn her.
Yeah, well, he said that he did what he said. I was going to skip that part because I want to go somewhere else.
Since you're there, let's clear that up, because a lot of people think he did burn his daughter up. When Isaac was offered up unto the Lord, his daddy was supposed to burn him up as a sacrifice. Mm-hmm. Burn the boy up, because that's what God told him to do. Mm-hmm. And but he offered him up in the spirit realm, and God had a realm in the bush.
Amen. Yeah.
Because God don't take body. Because see, if he had did that, he would have been practicing the heathen stuff. Yeah. Right. See, I want to clear this up, because a lot of people don't quite understand that.
But this is the
that
thing.
Girl went up as a sacrifice to the Lord, not burnt.
Mm-hmm.
Offered. She was a living sacrifice.
Amen.
Isaac was the first living sacrifice unto the Lord. He asked us to present our body as a living sacrifice. Well, we ain't the first one. The first living sacrifice was who? I just told you the answer. Isaac.
Uh-huh.
Isaac became the first living sacrifice. Yes, if a goat or something else had came out of his house, yeah, he could have burned it. But God don't practice the heathen prayer.
No, he don't. I always wondered why God didn't stop him. I wondered that for years. I even asked the Lord, and I saw something.
Because he didn't burn her.
Well,
he did not burn her.
He wasn't involved. And Jephthah didn't involve God. But he could have. He didn't know that he was steadfast. He said, whatsoever come out of my mouth, and he was determined. And he gave her time to go up to the mountain.
You know, I think it clears it up. I mean, this is the way I feel.
I hope so.
But according to his vow which he had vowed, and she knew no man, as it was the custom of Israel. I feel like she separated herself unto God.
That she was totally sold out
see,
for
that
God.
Scripture totally. Makes me see, that I've never seen it when I read it.
Well, that's what I'm trying to tell y'all.
Well,
but you've always seen it being sacrificed.
Right? She became a living, just like he asked. Where do he ask us to become a living sacrifice?
That's what he did.
So
the mindset.
Thurston,
I'm dealing with his mindset.
Okay.
He was determined to do what he would do.
Just like Abraham was. Okay, Abraham was determined to burn up Isaac. And Isaac was willing to lay down. He said, Father, where is the sacrifice?
I know. But God was involved. Mm-hmm. This time, he didn't say, Lord, is there another way? He didn't do that.
Well, Abraham didn't either.
But if
God had let him did that unto him, he would have been practicing.
Let me finish this.
Okay.
Proverbs 6. Now, this was not written in Jephthah's time. But if he had appealed to the Lord, when you're in court and you're wrong, you can appeal.
To the mercy and grace.
And the word didn't say that Jephthah appealed, so God was not involved.
Abraham did not either. I'm trying to teach y'all.
I'm going there.
Okay.
Just trust me. What involved God in Isaac's case?
He told him to do it.
God told him to do it. But how could God stop him? The covenant with Abraham involved God. When Abraham went to Egypt, he told his wife, tell him I'm your brother. Mm-hmm. Tell him you're my sister. That didn't work. They took her anyway. But then God stepped in. Mm-hmm. Abraham didn't involve God through prayer, but God was involved by covenant. Mm-hmm. Do you see that? Mm-hmm. God was involved by covenant. But with Jephthah, he never asked God to, he never appealed. He may not have known that he could.
Under the covenant, because Isaac, a covenant says all that you have is mine and all that I have is yours.
Yes.
So
now,
by offering up Isaac, he opened the door for God. He says, I will offer up my only begotten son. Mm-hmm. That gave God permission in that covenant
Abraham
to offer and give his only son.
And Abraham didn't know that God was going to do that.
But let's get back.
That's what gave it impact. Right. The point is not what Jephthah did. It's that he didn't involve God.
Can I just say one word? Now, when you get back to Abraham said, me and the lad, we're going up to worship God. We're going to come back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So he believed in the resurrection.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He believed that me and the lad were coming back.
And he believed in that covenant in that all that you have is mine and all that I have is yours.
Yeah, he believed
in that blood covenant. It had been cut when he cut those animals in half in the...
Jephthah let his daughter went...
There are so many
let
situations.
Let his daughter went up as a living sacrifice. She didn't have no communication with... She was all God. Just like... not Sarah, gave her son, took him to the...
There are so many situations where people didn't involve God. They didn't pray, they didn't ask, they didn't knock, they didn't see. And the law was, he was not involved, so he didn't involve himself. But through the covenant, even Isaac and Rebekah, when they went to Gerar, and, same thing happened, and God intervened. Because God was involved. Covenant, your agreement with God involves God. And your prayer involves God. When in my situations, I said, Lord, I don't want to live this way. I want to know how to kill this problem.
For good.
Forever.
Exactly.
And I want to live in joy and peace like I'm supposed to.
Exactly.
And I was determined. I said, I'm going to learn this. I didn't have a clue how I would learn these things. And that involved God, and he taught me systematically for 8 months. If I didn't involve God, I'd be miserable right now.
Hallelujah.
Even if I didn't fall, I'd still be miserable. But
hallelujah.
God gave me what I asked. Anybody can do this. asking for wisdom, you know, how to, but I learned from him. I pay attention to it. I monitor the Holy Spirit. You have to
That's
monitor.
Good. Mm-hmm.
Because he's saying something. He's ready. But he's not always involved. You have to involve. Whatever is important to you, it's important to him. Whatever you desire, this is your authority. Your authority came from covenant. That's why God, he gave it to you. We're in agreement.
Amen. Amen.
If you're in agreement, you got authority. Mm-hmm. If you're not in agreement, no authority. If you're in strife, no authority.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
If you're in agreement, you got authority.
That scripture about wandering with their hearts and their feet. Mm-hmm. If I were a kid in your house, mm-hmm. even if I weren't always listening, mm-hmm. by being around the wisdom and seeing how you do things,
yeah.
if people would just keep their feet from wandering out of God's house, stay in the path, mm-hmm. even by osmosis, they
yes.
would get
they would get
some wisdom.
I'm a
if they would just stay there. Oh. But then, like you're saying, the manifold wisdom of God is when you're there and you go up to your daddy, Daddy, how did you do that? Why did you do that? Why did you put money in my account for coffee? You know what I'm saying?
My daddy didn't. He didn't. He
well,
taught me.
Well, you're asking questions.
He didn't teach me that much with words. I learned so much from him.
But again, you were in his house.
I was in his house.
If you just stay in God's house.
Through him.
If you abide.
If you abide in his house. If you don't let your feet and your heart wander.
He was
because
just,
when you're abiding, you're getting whatever coming from the vine.
Exactly. You get fed.
I mean, you're getting whatever coming from that vine.
I told Shana that children, the word says, triumph a child the way they should go. When they're old, they won't depart from it. But they don't just take in the things you want them to. You teach them the word at home. You take them to church. They take in everything
that's going on in the house.
That's why you got to be very active in a child's life.
It goes back to the strength of your faith. Ephesians talking about the power that works in you. I said, Lord, what's the power that works in us? He said, it's the sum of what you believe. Mm-hmm. Now, if what you believe is full covenant, you're going to have strong
faith. That's where your faith is. You believe
exactly. faith. But it don't work that way. We have partial faith. And we have partial doubts.
And
we're on a quest to have full faith. Amen. And we can have it.
That's where the 3600
faith begins where the will of God is known.
Yes.
But this is why I say that. Because whatever I know, I'm in agreement the best I know how to be.
Amen.
But in the journey, as I practice what God says, there's Amen. Always more.
Amen.
Always.
See, you have a clearer understanding.
Always.
As you practice what God say, do.
Always.
You learn. But at the same time, you're not left alone because the mercy of God's always
yeah.
with you.
And
mercy's with you.
And he'll help you compensate. You can't run out of, you can't, wherever you get to your point where
grace,
you're at the end of what you know.
His grace.
He's able
it's sufficient.
To supply it's you with whatever you need at that moment.
You know, it said Jesus grew in wisdom.
Yeah.
He grew in wisdom. What you're saying, it just didn't come all at once.
It wasn't a data download.
He can do that, and he's done that sometimes.
He's done it,
but most
mean,
of the time.
You got to get it.
Because, see, you're faced with different things that you need the manifold wisdom
yes.
of God.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. If it was
That's
just
good.
One thing in life,
yes,
and you just need wisdom for that one thing. Like, but life brings manifold
things. Yes.
So that's manifold
Amen.
Wisdom of God.
Now listen.
Manifold.
But you can start at the basics. I took calculus, but I had to learn my timetables and 1 + 1 before I got to calculus.
Yeah.
And God is the same way, bit by bit.
Yeah.
The other thing
you
can start
grow.
With, yeah, you can start with just basic wisdom. He said, if you can break my covenant with the day and the night. In other words, he's saying, if you can stop the sun from rising and setting, that's the only way he can break his covenant with you. If you just start there and say, okay, the sun rose this morning, God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's probably why he says knowledge.
He
listed this way, knowledge, mm-hmm. which is facts, understanding. That's, you understand how it works, but yes. Wisdom's application of it.
Yes, it
of
is.
What you know. So Amen. That's like you were talking about. You know, you got steps. You got knowledge, then understanding, then wisdom.
Exactly. Let me give you all this scripture.
So it's step. You don't, you got a, first time you read the Bible, you don't understand any of it. But you're finding knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You are.
Now.
And you open yourself to the Holy Spirit.
And then you start understanding it. Then you start applying
it. He's the Spirit of wisdom.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of wisdom.
Yes.
He has a way to do it. Let me give you all the scripture for you.
Yeah, because we're running out of time. But it's good, Lord. There's all of it's good.
I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, if Jephthah had appeal to you, what scripture would God like? What we? Right. And he gave me Proverbs 6. My son, if thou be surety for thy friend, if thou hast stricken thy hand with a stranger,
yes.
Thou art snared with the words of thy mouth.
Yes.
Thou art taken with the words of thy mouth. Amen. Do this now, my son, and deliver thyself. Amen. When thou art come into the hand of thy friend, go humble thyself and make sure thy friend. Give not sleep to thine eyes, Amen. Nor slumber to thy eyelids. Deliver thyself as a roe from the hand of the hunter, and as a bird from the hand of the fowler.
Amen.
And see, God wrote this. He gave this to, you know, to Solomon.
Amen.
The Lord could have, if Jephthah had appealed to God, God could have showed him what to do.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is you have to involve God, or he will not involve himself unless there's a covenant.
You know, your teaching from that is very deep, and it's what we should do. Sometimes we don't involve God in what we do and what we think and what we say.
Yeah.
We try to figure it out with our smart minds. Reason. And we go on around and around and around.
Same mountain.
Amen.
And then we go back to God and say, hey, God, can you kind of help me? I see him just going around the mountain, you know. Mm-hmm. Then you appeal to him.
Mm-hmm. I got a real
The Lord is
example.
Looking for people that real will
simple.
Appeal to him.
My mother-in-law's from English descent, her grandmother, her mother came from England. They fix ripe tomatoes with sugar on them. Well, if I put sugar, I could even turn it around and fry it, and put sugar on it, it kind of burns and it don't stay sweet. So I asked God how to do this yesterday. Mm-hmm. So I just cut them thicker, I put sugar on the top of it, you know, turned one without sugar, turned it and put sugar on top of it, but it wasn't glazed. And he told me, he said, just sprinkle a little water on it, it'll make a glaze. And that's what happened. That were the best tomatoes I've ever fixed. And I've fixed them all along. That's just something simple.
The Holy Spirit will help you.
First
you got
time
the wisdom.
Them
you got the spirit of wisdom living in you.
Yeah, and it was so simple. Just don't put it on till right the end. You let it cook some, and then you put water on top.
In the little things and the big
everything.
Things.
Can I ask you both? Or he didn't involve God when he told God whatever comes out of my house.
Well, that was his vow.
That was involving
that's not
God.
Something that God would have wanted.
Huh?
God wouldn't have wanted him to sacrifice his daughter as a burnt offering.
Well, see, Mary and I see it that he didn't sacrifice her.
It just goes right back to
it
goes right back to
the virgin. Well, you see it, he did.
Mm-hmm.
To me, she's the second living sacrifice.
Yeah, that's
the
way I feel too, but Thurston sees it.
She went up like Anna did and just gave herself totally to the Lord. She was totally sacrificed unto the Lord. Because Jephthah knew more that God didn't delight in people sacrificing.
Like them casting their babies
through the fire. That was idol worship.
I know
it. They did give their children for burnt sacrifice.
Yes.
And Jephthah knew God wouldn't have delighted in that.
No, he didn't.
But he offered up her as a burnt sacrifice, but she became a living sacrifice. He didn't. God's. Let me tell you, God dealt with Jephthah. Because his daughter was just so willing, just like Isaac was. Yes, God, yes, his father, where's the, I see the wood, I see the fire, but where's the offering? Where's the sacrifice? Where the burnt sacrifice? And he got there and he laid down and he said, I guess I'm it. And when Abraham began to draw the knife back on him,
God said, hey, there's a ram in the bush. No, 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 Abraham. I don't want that.
I'm a giver, I'm not a taker.
Well, see, verse 39, it says, and it came to pass at the end of 2 months that she returned to her father, who did with her according
okay,
to his
okay, read loud now. I'm trying to get y'all men loud.
And it came to pass at the end of 2 months that she returned unto her father, who did with her according to his vow, which he had vowed. And she knew no man, and it was a custom.
She knew no man.
That's what I read.
She remained a virgin. But he did what he said he would do. That's the problem.
She knew no man. Don't that tell you that she just completely gave herself to the Lord?
She did.
She knew no man.
But you know, when God is involved, things can be changed and made right.
Yes, you are so right about that. Right. Sometimes we as people, we don't get God involved in things.
And they never stop. And, you know, the Lord had me to do a thing. I found something. I'll tell y'all where it is because we don't have time. On the website, there's 3 broadcasts called Alive in the Spirit. And the Lord showed me how dangerous the doctrine of sanctification was because they had people focusing on performance. Mm-hmm. And the enemy is socially. And through that, I've seen it with my own eyes. People, if you don't build with Christ, you scatter. In high school, I knew people that went to Pentecostal churches, and I heard the conversations about them. They were the sweetest people, mm-hmm. but they had the dress code. They couldn't play sports. They couldn't drink coffee. They couldn't go to movies.
Whew.
It just scattered the church. And the Holy Spirit, if they would have focused on Christ.
Come on in.
Which they did to begin with at Pentecost. They were being holy. If they stayed
rules
with Christ, they
the
started
of,
doing that.
The doctrine of sanctification is just as deadly as what the Jews were trying to impose the law on the church.
Yes. And we have to be
like
careful not to do that within
Jen
the Christian
ended
faith.
Up with over
we get legalists.
Yeah. In Galatians chapter 3, mm-hmm. Paul said, who bewitched you?
Yeah. That you would move away from the basic, and even in Ephesians it says that our life should be centered around the love of Christ.
Yes.
That will solve everything and else.
Every problem I had, God solved with his love. Just
yes.
like that.
Yes,
everything.
It does. Everything.
Appealing to the going to the Lord and involving him. Where there's covenant, there's power.
And he'll meet you with grace when
when
you're too stupid to, like me, to in my former days, to know what to do. He meets you with grace,
and mercy,
to cover you until
we
you
got
get to knowledge.
Yeah, we do. Okay. David, you're just listening.
Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your word. Lord, thank you for loving us in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
That was good, brother.